听力课堂，听 class.com。
News Spotlight。
Desperate times require desperate measures, and this bizarre festival in Tokyo is the response of the electronics sector of the city trying to drum up some business as the economic downturn keeps shoppers away. They put together a strange-looking portable shrine created from hundreds of electronic gadgets and then pulled in some good-looking women to tote it through the streets.It would seem that despite the loyal enthusiasm of the electronics geek and nerd fraternity, a little extra encouragement was needed to pull them back to Tokyo's Akihabara district, which specializes in video games, comic books, and outlandish fashion.
Akihabara has lost its energy due to the ongoing recession, so we're here today with this special portable shrine with everything that Akihabara can offer, and we're hoping to bring that energy and tourists back to the district with the help of the shrine god.
A bigger screen and new functions are being offered in a new device aimed at people who browse digital content. Amazon has unveiled the latest version of its e-book machine, Kindle. Some newspapers are pinning their hopes on the new device to reverse a downward trend in sales.
Introducing Kindle DX, Amazon's new large screen addition to the Kindle family.
The online retailer hopes it can be a big hit.The new device has its screen size 2.5 times bigger than its predecessor.
Is it set for auto rotation right now?
And apart from an auto rotation function, it also has a built-in PDF reader and can store up to 3,500 books. Newspapers are looking at this new device for a lifeline, as their earnings are squeezed by the collective impact of the economic crisis and a competition from free online media. The Washington Post, the Boston Globe, and the New York Times are offering a reduced price on the deviceIn exchange for long-term subscription contracts.
I think you could say that e-readers are newspapers' last best hope, but certainly they're all looking at businesses that are smaller than what they were at their heyday.
Hundreds of Argentinians, both in the country and abroad, have been donating money to a taxi driver in the city of La Plata. The driver had found in his taxi and returned to its owner a bag containing the equivalent of $32,500 in cash. More than $14,000 has now been pledged so far in recognition of what's being seen as an extraordinary act of honesty.
Santiago Gori, a taxi driver in the coastal city of La Plata, picked up a retired couple in the town centre one night in April. They only went a few short blocks when he dropped them off, but they'd left a bag in the back of his taxi. A few days later, he managed to locate his passengers again, and he returned the bag. For Argentinians, used to corruption at all levels of society, this was an extraordinary story.Two young ad agency employees decided to set up a website to thank Mr. Gori further for his exemplary behaviour. Up to now, thousands of people have accessed the site and have left hundreds of rewards and messages for the driver. Thank you, said many of the messages left on the website, and one message said it all. I wish more people were like you. The webmasters say Mr. Gori will contact each visitor himself to claim his reward.For his part, Mr. Gori seems a bit bemused. He said he only did what had to be done, and that he doesn't quite know what to do with all this stuff.